Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi-dee-ho, everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast.
Wow.
It has been a hot minute since we did the last one.
Almost a year and a half, almost 2 years, 2017, somewhere around there.
Far too long. Rob, great to see you.
Good having you, buddy. Good to see you.
Blue, great to hear you, as always.
What's up,
gamers?
As
you can see, now Rob and I are in, we actually exist. We're people in a real environment.
I have legs.
Yeah, well, debatable. But we're back. It's been a while. However, we got an exciting episode ahead of you guys, and not only an exciting episode, but we should, I mean, we know this, but they don't.
What do we know that they don't know?
We know that this is going to be a weekly installment, Rob.
Weekly installment, baby. First episode. Well, is this episode one, or do we technically consider this episode five?
I kind of want to start with one.
I would too. Blue, what about you? Would you like to have this?
This is like
yeah.
The
refresh. Yeah, you know what I mean, kind of like the rebrand.
It's like, yeah, it's like when you release like a series like Star Trek, but like there's been a lot of Star Treks, like 3, 4, 5, but this is like
let me help you. How about Star it's Trek. Like those were early access and this is patch 1.0.
What I like to think is like we started off like on our first season and it was like low budget and then like like the producers were like, we'll give you like $10. And then like when they saw season one and they were like, wow, like season one popped off. Here's a budget of $20 million. So well, I think that's like somewhere where
that's
we're at
like
right
the
now.
The pilot.
We have a $20 million budget. Around.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what?
I forgot what the writers told me. So, something storks threw around 15, 20. I don't want to talk about specifics here.
Yeah, we don't need it. It's a lot. That reminds me though, I think of the HBO, they just ordered, maybe it's the Game of Thrones pilot, where they only recorded one.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to, like, edit it, send it to the big wigs. And they're going to be like, yeah, this is good. Or like, nah, get us out of here. And that was what I'm trying to say is we're as good as Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, not, but not season eight.
Well, yeah, but like seasons one through six.
Throw me in the 3 and 4, okay?
Was 6 the Raven one? Because that one was kind of... Or the crow religion thing?
6 was, like, I think when, like, the... what's his face? The dude was, like, rising above King's Landing and, like, threw Cersei into jail and stuff like that. Spoilers, by the way.
Oh, Sparrow, wasn't it?
High Sparrow. Yeah, I guess whatever. So.
Okay, at this point, though...
we've already done what GG Over Easy is best at and get a little off track.
Well, and that Game of Thrones... The final season's been out for so long. Like, I don't know. I don't know how you expect to avoid
spoilers at that point. And it's like, if you haven't seen it at this point, do you really care about it? Because I don't.
Point, Ron. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because God knows I don't.
So we should note, too, this was also highly requested. Before, it was just a YouTube video. But now you can find this podcast not only living on my YouTube, but everywhere you can find podcasts.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So
where can you find podcasts? Yes, Robert.
What is Spotify?
Yes.
Yes.
For 200.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take where you can listen to podcasts for 400.
Okay. Where can you find GG Over Easy that isn't Spotify?
Blue, do you know this one? Google Podcasts, no. Blue.
Oh.
That's another one.
Whoa. Negative points to Blue.
Yeah, negative points. A lot of negative points, dude. We've been talking about this.
We got Google Podcasts. We got Spotify. We got iTunes. We got every other place you normally find podcasts.
Yeah.
We're working with some cool people to be able to do that for us. And we're also, we'll have you know, no more memes.
No more memes. No more memes. Memes are still going to be a part of it. Right. Yeah, memes are still here.
But the no ad meme is gone. We're actually, hopefully, as of the time of this recording, I guess, we don't technically have any.
We technically don't know what the ads are of this episode, but we do know we have them.
We will have ads. And so, fear not, we will be able to feed ourselves and this podcast. And again, it's going to be a weekly installment. It's not going to be every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, just whenever we feel like it, a month from now. We're going to try and do it. I'm going to try and upload it and get it live every Sunday. I don't have that set in
stone. So people
can
get it on their like their weekend, like their end of the weekend hangover, right. You know what I mean?
Right, they need or to chill out. They can download it and get it ready for the work week. Their commute Monday.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to have this ready on Monday morning, baby. Drive that 2.5 hour over the bridge before I go into work.
Well, you need to find a new
job. There's someone
job.
Out there, dude. There's some. My dad told me like back in the day in San Francisco, he used to commute like 1.5 hours to work.
That's what
like,
my brother does every day.
1.5 hours? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I'm about a 3.5 step to work, I think.
I about haven't timed myself.
What about you, Blue? What's your commute to work like?
Well, it usually consists of me waking up, thinking about everything I ever did wrong in my life, going poop, taking a shower, sleeping for another 6 hours, waking up, and then going to my computer and playing Destiny. So that's about how my
life. That reminds me, Blue. Like, so we have a lot of new things in our lives right now. Blue has a new form of depression, as you can see, and Christian has a new house and a brand new office where we're holding all of this.
Yeah,
and
it's
a new sword,
great.
Dude.
And it's not green
people,
screen.
People didn't believe that it's a real sword, but look at this. I can't green screen Rob.
Dude, it's
it
real.
Up.
Hokage!
Okay, it's not that kind of sword, but...
this is how the Jedi stand, right?
Sasageyo! Sasageyo!
It's actually really sweet, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty, like, girthy.
It's meaty, dude. I mean, I don't know if I would use the word girthy, but that's one way to describe it. So, Gigi Overeasy's back. We're doing it every week. We got some ads. We're in a tavern right now. And
it's good to be back, dude. It feels good.
We've missed it. Well, personally, too, I like to talk.
Yeah, I do, too.
A lot.
It's fun.
It can be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But so for me, this is like
no-brainer. Well, and what the best part about this is I get to talk with you guys. And I love talking to you guys. It's the best.
Stop it.
Except when we talk about things like Destiny.
Hey, come on. We should say, though, that what do we categorize ourselves? A gaming life?
Gaming gets
variety.
Off topic very easily. Gaming podcast.
If you don't know who we are, you might not care kind of thing.
Probably, but I mean, you can really kind of just hang out and listen to a couple of gamers talk about games and lifestyle stuff.
I'd like to think that if we sold our bathwater... that it would somebody would buy it.
Blue, if we all three sold bathwater, Blue would probably have the highest like sales.
That's such a weird like mythical bath, like you're really like going into like a mystery box.
But you would win.
Because like if you got Rob's or Fruits, like you know what
you
you're
don't
getting.
Want my bathwater, bro.
But, like with me, it's like it could be
you wouldn't
anything.
Be able to see like through
like,
the other
don't
side
know what
of my
you're
bathwater.
Getting.
You know, like it wouldn't be translucent. Like it'd be kind of murky in there.
You know what I shouldn't bring this up, but whenever I think about friends doing stuff like that and selling things, like we would all be selling our bathwater, I always think of it. I think it's Neighbors, that movie, where all the frat guys are like molding their penises and then selling their molded penises. And you have the guy that used to play Sugar Love or McLovin.
Oh, McLovin.
Yeah. And he comes out and he's just got a King Kong schlong, bro. And everybody's like, oh my God.
McLovin's owning.
But yeah, that would be like our bathwater and you would get blues and it's like.
Like it would be pure.
It sparkles.
Like, yeah,
it'd be and
like beautiful kind of like rainbow almost.
You just cry.
It's got, we throw like a little like gold sparkles in there just for like the flashiness.
You open it and
dude,
it's
that's
the aura, the smell.
Some good stuff.
It's just like.
It smells like your high school crush. Oh. You know, like you just never forget
that
smell.
Or what if it just
smells
like,
you know what I mean?
Like your best memory? So for everyone, it's different.
Oh, like that's
a good one. Gross. It smells like your very first car that you bought with your own money.
I still have
like
that first
just,
car.
Oh, it just smells amazing.
It still smells like that too. Actually. 1998 Honda Passport, dude. It's a classic.
That's a classic.
It is a classic.
It's still holding up.
It's
215,000 miles or something like that.
My van's it.
Man, old Betsy's been through some stuff.
160, and she's on her last legs.
Oh,
man.
Really? Yeah. Are you going to be upset when you have to buy a new car?
I will.
Oh, see, my dad is always like, Rob, you should buy a car. I'm like, that's the worst idea ever.
Let's get this super crazy, fast, degenerating, depreciating investment. Come on. My dad's
like,
this is
the sickest idea. He's like, you should just buy a car and then have to pay $600 a month on top of everything else you're already paying.
And on top of that, it loses its value so fast. I don't know what
you're talking about. As soon as you buy it, it's $25,000 less than what it was when you bought it.
Horrible investment. Plus, this sounds weird, and I think I am too fantasizing about it, but I'm waiting until self-driving cars.
I mean, there's some Tesla has self-driving.
Right.
You still have to drive them.
I'm thinking,
you're telling me you would just be in a car going, reading. Well, okay,
it's an attentive thing.
That's the future, but I think that it's happening a little sooner than it's actually going to happen. So I'm I'll just wait five or ten years. It's probably longer than that. Because the biggest problem is you're going to have to convince all the people who have cars, be like, you got to go self-driving or something. Yeah.
Like, you think it's going to be a mandatory law for you have to drive a self-driving car or something?
I mean,
it has to
get to that one because that's how it's the safest.
Yeah.
If
just take out human error with cars.
I mean, if you have self-driving cars, it eliminates every traffic, everything.
Have you tested out a self-driving Tesla yet or anything like that? Oh, dude, you could really sit back and just let the car do its thing.
I know. I see the video.
I could
not yet, but eventually.
I mean, you can.
I'm too much of a control freak. I also like driving too. I also
the freeway.
No, it's true. You could.
I like driving on the freeway.
But it literally says you still really need to pay attention to the road.
As far as I'm aware, that's a suggestion.
If shit goes down, you take that wheel.
They're just saying, maybe you should pay attention just a little bit. You don't have to pay attention, but you can kind of pay attention.
No, I know people get in trouble for sleeping at the wheel. They'll get pulled over.
Can you?
Yeah. Even though you're supposed to be awake.
If you're getting pulled over, though, does the Tesla, and you're asleep. If you're asleep and you're getting pulled over, does the Tesla know, hey, I'm getting pulled over, I should pull off to the side? Or does it just keep going?
Yeah, just
resisting. Before you know, you have 20 cops.
Yeah,
you get beat
slow
up.
Slow down.
You're getting beat up.
You're on the channel news, everyone watching you. Yeah.
I could never do that. I was on Reddit one day and it was Tesla owners be like, and it was some dude just just reading like that. And I could never do that. It's
motion sickness.
So if you could be in a self-driving car, could you be in a self-driving plane?
Yeah.
You could do that.
I would probably. I
couldn't.
From what I gather and from what I know and some of my friends who know more about it, I mean, at this point, we're pretty close to that.
Yeah. The pilots are pretty much there to just kind of, if anything does go wrong, that's
right.
My dad told me, who's an airline mechanic, told me that the pilots are there for takeoff and landing. Right. Basically, the plane does everything.
The trickier part. Yeah. But once you're in there, that's why I'm saying you can pretty much let a Tesla go on its own on a freeway or an interstate.
Yeah.
Because that's not as tricky. But once you get residential or dense cities, it has a tougher time. But that's what I'm saying. With airspace, you're in the sky. Yeah. And then for the most part, it knows where it's going.
Would electric car be the way you go if you do end up getting a new whip when the van goes out?
Well, it's a good thing you asked that. And for any of those listening, check your state because you might get this. There's huge rebates for actually getting electric cars. Yes, Rob.
What's a rebate? I'm serious. I don't know what a rebate is.
A tax rebate. Okay. Or you'll get a lot of those on Black
Friday.
Does
that mean you get
Cyber
money
Monday.
Back or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So essentially,
normally when it comes to taxes, they just take my money.
Yeah, right. I'm with you there. Normally the way it works is you buy your car, blah, blah, blah. That's it. But if it's an electric car or it's there's a list. And I think every state, there's a federal rebate and a state rebate.
Yeah.
And it's different per state.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to check your own. But I know in Colorado, because Claire was looking at a Prius or something.
Yeah.
Depending on if it's a hybrid or if it's all electric and if it's a truck or
a compact car,
whatever it is, they fall into different tiers and stuff. But it was something if she bought this Prius, some kind of model, she gets $10,000.
Oh, my God.
And it's a $30,000 car.
Just here's $10,000.
Well, it comes back at tax season.
Oh, okay.
So when you get your tax return, you would get the rebate. But you would
tax
get
return. $10,000. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they return and they say you owe more taxes.
Oh, you know that $10,000 you just got? Oh, that's mine too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's so depending on what your state, because the federal rebate that just applies to everyone is somewhere a couple thousand.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on the state, but as electric vehicles and stuff are getting more prevalent, they're actually next year the rebate's going down and down. Eventually it'll just go away. But since they're pushing for people to get more electric or hybrids to help the environment, Right now, you can get those rebates, but you got to check where you are.
Check your state.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing, too. I want to buy a car that runs on water. Is that a thing yet? Or do you think the government is like, yo, like, we can't be having that because we need gas. Like, gas makes cars go. Because if we have a car that runs on water, right? Like, water never runs out. Am I out basis here or something?
Well,
you could just make it run on water and then you just go. Like, oh, I need to fill up. Oh, let me just go to that water fountain over there.
So historically, cars are made of lots of metal.
I know that.
And lots of electrical components.
We'll make a steam car. There's like steam trains.
Hydrogen cars, and where they've tried hydrogen engines. And
but I mean, obviously, like, I mean, obviously, they're not practical or cost effective enough. I feel like running on water. Also, you probably run into the issue of it's not going to take you very far before you run out.
I mean, it gets me pretty far though. I mean, I can run like about a mile before I need some water.
Yeah, but you're also like 90% water.
1 mile. And you're like,
water.
I need it. Why don't you look up hydrogen cars?
Or hydrogen cars.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure hydrogen is. I mean, what makes up water, Rob?
What makes up water? H2O. Two hydrogens and then one oxygen.
Ah, hydrogen.
Oh, okay, you're right.
So
isn't hydrogen in like a nuclear bomb? So like, if something goes wrong, like, do you just have a nuclear bomb in your car?
I mean,
hydrogen cars.
We could look at all the components in an atomic bomb, and they're hydrogen probably everywhere vehicles. In the world. It just depends on
a hydrogen vehicle is compound. A vehicle powered that uses hydrogen fuel from a motive power. Hydrogen vehicles include hydrogen fueled space rockets, as well as automobiles and other transportation vehicles. Well, if it has the word rockets in it, dude, it's pretty close to a nuke. Okay, let's be real here for a second.
Oh, and that is what we call mass. Whatchamacallit?
Mass production, mass
confusion among the populace.
Rockets, nukes, Cold War. Everyone's like, GG over easy, confirm Cold War 2.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope. But there are different ways. I think we started with something about cars. See,
welcome to GG over easy, dude. A gaming podcast where we talk about rebates and tax breaks.
We actually did write some. The idea was to be a little more constructive this time around and
try and have like a central kind of theme,
right?
And what did bro, like, literally before the podcast I was really like, okay, we got a rubric or we got a, or what, like,
okay,
what's gonna change,
okay,
here?
Mister, do you just expect everything to have the, like, hey guys, what Christian comes and says, hey guys, podcast is Tuesday or what, Wednesday or whatever,
Monday,
and says we're gonna so pay attention. We need to have a list and kind of have it going. And we go, okay, we'll have something. Nobody says anything.
I have no ideas.
Nobody says anything.
Blue comes in here 5 minutes before we hit everyone. Says, you guys don't have anything. I asked.
I don't ask.
I didn't. Okay, first of all, I didn't say, what are the ideas? I said, what's the structure? And alas, yeah, like, here we are.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about car rebates first. And then we're going to talk about taxes. Yeah, and then we're talking about electric cars.
If you look at the script I give you, clearly we're following it. Just like our Rust script.
Exactly.
Verbatim.
Dork wrote a great Rust script, and he wrote a great GG over easy script. Dork, it's Dark, by the way.
Now that we've covered the future of
automobiles,
motor vehicles, how did we start with this?
I said, because I was talking about a 1998 Honda Passport.
Oh, yeah, and you wanted a new car.
Again, a classic. You guys should look it up if you guys ever want a great car.
Yeah, well, it's a little old now. But you can't go wrong with, like, Toyotas, dude. Those things never break down.
Yeah, mine's a Honda, so it just keeps going. Just something will eventually break. And
wasn't one of the Toyotas, like the first car, someone got it over 1 million miles?
Oh my God, 1 million miles? Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It was like 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
But yeah, someone like hit it like 1 million miles with a Toyota, I think it was.
Jeez. Blue, what car do you drive? I don't even know what car you drive. 911 Porsche or something?
Probably an atomic bomb.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah. I got my Porsche, out here.
Nice, very nice.
We're just kind of chilling. I'm like one of those dudes that drives like the cheap.
Oh,
Porsche,
like the entry model
like
kind of thing.
I'm driving a Porsche.
I got a Porsche too.
So like a boxer,
like a Boxster.
You
like
literally just typed that in there. There's no way you knew that. I think I heard a key. Yeah,
like, bro. Yeah, I'm driving a Porsche, dude, and then it's like, dude, it's a Boxster.
How does he even know that? He typed an entry-level Porsche, and that's what he came up with.
Porsches, list of Porsches.
No, I don't know what movie it was from, but it was just the funniest shit. Because like this, it's like someone bumps into a dude's car and he's like, "Bro, this is a Porsche." And then the girl's just like, "Dude, it's a
Porsche." Oh, like, is that Hot Rod? I think it might be Hot Rod.
Something like movie. That. I forgot what it was. It was hilarious, and now I just use it all the time. It's like, you got a $50,000 Porsche. Like you're in our you're down here on Earth with us, all right, Bucko?
Like you're there, but you're not there. Like you're one of us, but you're not one of us.
You're still one of us. You're not in that upper echelon, all right. Just don't. You're not in the atmosphere yet. So calm down.
I looked at dream car, Model X, Tesla.
Yeah,
the SUV one.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is that does that have the doors that?
Yeah,
open?
Like of course
that.
It's the SUV. That's cool.
Like a DeLorean.
I'm about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like, how can I be the most high tech dad without being?
I drive
a
minivan. Okay, I don't care about what people think.
I think we all know the
when
stereotype.
People see that minivan go by, they go.
You know how much
you see that?
Damn, that's responsible
and
father.
An impressive amount of horsepower. It's built to like lug along a lot of weight.
It's got like,
so it's got some pickup. Yeah. So I get in like someone else's car and I'm like, why is this thing? The van, it's kind of nuts.
It kind of presses.
Yeah.
Wait, so Blue, what car do you drive for real though?
Oh yeah.
I actually drive a Lancer.
Mitsubishi?
Mitsu.
Okay, that's nice. It's nicer than mine.
Back in the day.
What? Is it newer than 98?
It's a 2012.
Oldest
it's
whip.
A pretty new one.
Oldest whip in here.
Wait, what, how old is yours?
Yeah. 1998,
oh,
bro.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. 05.
And that might be even being kind of generous, dude. That thing might be 96, man. I'm just kind of trying to give it a couple
there.
Years, you know?
Like,
oh, dude, it really,
like,
it's
put
like,
some respect on
oh,
my
dude,
name.
It's like a cartoon car when you start. It's like, and then it goes.
And then slowly but surely. So now that we have whatever that was out of the way. Again, let's reset. I don't even know if we talked about everything we needed to at the top of the podcast. Hopefully.
I think we did.
Yeah, I think so. So GG Overseas is back. It's on all your platforms. This is what you can expect. A lot of nothing. Speaking of budgets, though, and structure and whatnot, Blue was very adamant about a three-camera setup, and so are we. But
dude,
currently,
we
only have one camera setup. I apologize. We're gonna work on it. I don't have like we don't have like a producer.
Yeah, we don't have a
switching
Tony in the
cameras.
Back.
Right. If we do it, we're gonna be doing it in post. We don't have all. And on top of that, we should also know because of this first podcast, and we're still figuring out a few things and working with the studio. We don't know how far out this is actually gonna be posted. We think roughly 2 weeks, but then once this gets going and we get into the groove, we'll have a better idea of schedule and structure and when we're recording, because like. We could talk about X or Y right now, and for all we know, this comes out a month later, and you're like, that's old news.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, we want to talk about more general stuff, so it's more timeless, you know? Personally, I'm a big podcast listener,
mm-hmm.
and I'm less inclined to watch a podcast if it's strictly topic-based.
Yeah.
And it's like current events.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching something 2 years later, and I'm like, I don't care. What Britney Spears was
yeah.
doing, or like
she
whatever.
She shaved her head.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, that was a while ago.
Oh wait,
but really? You just know it off the top of your head.
I mean, I think it was 08. If I had to guess, I know I was in like middle school.
Wow,
I was watching a lot
that
of
really
South
hit
Park.
You, huh?
Yeah, I mean that didn't hit me. I was just like, she's crazy.
She's crazy. Yeah, she is. And so that's what you can expect, and we'll figure it out, and then figure out more. So what we're going to be talking about. If we want to throw in some current events,
yeah,
some of it's just kind of like life stuff or whatever.
And like, and some episodes may have like a theme around it. Like maybe like one GG Over Easy, we decide to talk about like movies or something like that. Like strictly on like our top movies or something like that, or just strictly gaming or something
food.
Like that. Food or
I like
conspiracies.
Yeah, we can do that. And additionally, it's these first couple weeks or months are actually going to be interspersed with podcasts we'll be recording during the Dream Team Summit.
Yep.
Because while we have everyone here at the summit, we're going to be recording separate podcasts with one of the men as guests. And then we'll probably like release those every other week.
Yeah.
So one's like a one we're doing right now, and another one was from the summit. So it might be like cycling for a little while at the beginning. And then we'll just get straight into a normal schedule. Yeah. But
and we may have guests every once in a while. Just probably be going to like just probably at least stick with like the core of us. And then maybe every once a month or whenever kind of throw in a guest. But primarily, it's just probably going to be us three talking with you guys.
Yeah, that was
like that.
That was the one thing we just didn't feel like we quite knew. Like we knew we weren't doing anything
yeah.
really with the last podcast because we were trying to do guests, But with the setup we had and the way we did things and with how many hosts we have, in air quotes, it doesn't really work to like have a podcast centered around somebody. It was more like they're in our world.
Yeah.
And we're trying to... Right. And granted, they were all our friends that we really got guests with or something. So that made it easier. But like moving forward, there are like different kind of podcasts. Like I love watching Joe Rogan's podcast. And his is strictly... Every show is dictated by his guests.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's driven by... It's essentially an interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those, but I don't think that's what this podcast is.
No, probably not.
This one will just be...
I think like maybe like one day we have like Ohm or somebody like that or somebody who's like not within like the friend group or something like that. If they show like interest on like wanting to be on. Like
maybe scary.
Have Sonic on here.
New people. And I know, Blue, what do you want to see out of this podcast?
You know, I just want to see...
Come on. What do you want to see, Blue? Come on, anything. We're grabbing that straws here. What do you want to see?
Some good memes.
I like memes. Okay. Memes are cool. We left the memes at the door, but we'll bring
slash
them back in.
/R/ Mr. Fruit.
I think the charm of this podcast is there's really no end goal here. I feel like putting us into a box just doesn't
like
work.
Destiny.
He's
no
got
to end game.
He's got to roll it.
I mean, no, it kind of has an end game.
Okay. Oh,
vanilla.
We're more Anthem. Division 2.
We're way more Anthem. I love Anthem.
That's my favorite game. I still don't have any time on that game. And they gave me like the Legion of Dawn edition.
No, we made a video.
We made the beta.
Oh, that was a beta?
Yeah.
That wasn't even the full game?
No, we haven't touched the full game.
The beta was the full game.
I mean, you played definitely the most of it, Blue.
It was one of the few games where like I just knew going in. Like I had a feeling. Normally, I'm like, I'll try it.
Oh, no, no doubt. No doubt, the game sucked, and when I played the beta, I knew it would suck, but I was just like, you know what, I'm into it, I dig this, I like the loot system, and then you get the full game, and it's like, oh.
Well, and like, didn't it turn out like the most powerful gun in that game turned out to be the first gun you start with, like, technically, it does the most damage and all that kind of stuff, even though it's a white level one weapon. Like,
it's like the Kavaz stop being the best.
So apparently the most powerful gun was like a level one, like your starting weapon. And for some reason it scaled really high when you got to like later levels. But like all this kind of stuff just unraveled in the game where it turns into, it becomes obvious the game is like literally like strung together with like tape and sticks. And just so much stuff was breaking. People found out like your loot doesn't matter because like you would have those level one guns. Yeah. They just do like double damage to like some of the best end game gear.
The way
so
they
it was
like
just
coded
was
damage modifiers and like the delta scaling and stuff. It was all just like
just
made
yeah,
up.
Yeah, just didn't even do anything.
Yeah, the game's literally put together by like a 3-year-old who made Forky.
But
like,
to think
local,
that was the people who
school.
Made Mass Effect or no? Was it Mass Effect?
I think it is Mass Effect, right? BioWare.
Yeah,
BioWare.
Yeah. They like Mass Effect and stuff.
Well, I mean, all the stories came out like it was like terrible like work conditions, and they made everybody like work really hard and like work like 60 hours a week or something like that.
Well,
so I don't know if I can talk Jason Schreier put out an article where it basically said, I guess from employees from BioWare that outlined that the game was in pre-development for like 5 years.
Which,
and it didn't actually start on developing the game itself till like a year before release.
I'll say this. I don't know what all I can say, but I went there earlier on to help them with some stuff.
Do tell.
Early on. Well, I don't know what I can tell. I still don't know if like I'm under something.
Yeah.
So I'll be very vague. But when I went there to see what they had.
And this is what early like.
This was a year before release.
Okay.
And when I went there. If they had been pre-developing this for 5 years, it must have been chicken scratch on like restaurant napkins, because like my God, I mean, that just goes to tell you what I saw when I went there and everything that I experienced stuff. That's why I was like at launch, I'm like, I'm not touching this.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to see what other people say because I just don't believe in it.
Well, that's what I did with that game too. I went to like Twitch streams and stuff. Like I was going to Seagull and Baru, Blue, everybody who was playing it, and everybody was stuck at this mission where you had to do like a bunch of dumb, monotonous, like stupid things that didn't even contribute to like the game at all or something like that. And it was basically just like a wall. Like you had to stop here to like slow down the campaign because you beat it too fast.
Right. And this is the main story.
So dumb. And then I was like, everyone's like, this is so stupid. I was like, okay, well, that's easy. I'm not,
cool.
I'm not, well, I mean, I got the game for free, so I didn't download it or anything. So
plus, I think at the time we were playing Apex. Yeah. I think that was around
when Apex was popping. Well, February, right? Or March-ish. Yeah, that was Apex time.
February?
Yeah, it was probably like...
Dude, Fruit was hyper.
I still am.
I still am.
I love it. We're grinding.
He still is.
Well,
would you say that's like your favorite game that's come out this year? Like, that's...
That's
it's
there.
Gotta be.
That's a great.
I mean, there's not a whole lot a great topic so far this year
that
but...
we should talk about right after we hear from today's sponsor.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, and welcome back to the podcast. We were talking about whether or not Apex is my favorite game to release out of this year. I would first also like to say, though, Apex, here's the big differences. Now, granted, I guess this is a little bit different, but I went to the Apex secret premiere event or whatever you want to call
it. Ooh, with all the other content creators.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 days before Apex actually released, because that was like the thing. They're like, hey, this is our game. Oh, by the way, it's free to play and it's out right now, which I think was a great move. But I went there and I immediately went because they're like, yo, Respawn's new game.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I'm Titanfall 2 lover.
And so I was like, they didn't tell you what it was before then, though,
no,
right?
They didn't tell me anything.
Okay.
They're like, this is Respawn's
new game. You just
figured
it was like Titanfall 3 or something like that?
That, or I'd heard rumors about a Star Wars game.
Oh, okay.
So I thought it might have been the Star Wars game, and I didn't know anything about the Star Wars game. So I was like,
"But I'll jump in.
Right.
If it's Star Wars, sure, I'll go down to camp.
I got to go check it out." So I went, and they do the presentation. I start like, it's a battle royale. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, no, like, come on.
Am I about to crank 90s right now? Like, oh.
But then after 10 minutes of a presentation, I was like, I think I literally texted Blue and Rob right after the presentation.
I think you did too. And
I was like,
we
February 3rd, just be ready.
Yeah, like we are playing.
I think something like that. I was like, you're like, what are you guys talking about? So it's just like, just be ready.
Yeah.
Like, we're squadding up.
Make sure you're not doing anything that day.
Yeah. And because I was immediately sold. And then we played it. I was having a ton of fun. Again, I was there with a bunch of content creators. I think my team was Noah J456 and Dr. Lupo.
It's pretty stacked team.
And then on the other side, though, is like Shroud, Dr. Disrespect,
who?
And Courage.
Who?
And, well, I don't really need to talk about this, but I figured, I realized somebody told me how much money they were making for that event, and I knew how much money I was making for that event.
Like, how do I do and what I'm like, doing?
Yeah, I was like, I need a manager.
So is Apex your favorite, like, game of 2019?
I honestly, I want to say, yeah. I'm really addicted to Teamfight Tactics.
I am too. I can't, I mean, me and you have been playing that till like, I mean, I've been playing
I've ruined
it.
My sleep schedule.
Me too. Blue will hit me up at like 5 in the morning, be like, dude, go to sleep. I'm like, hold on, dude, I got to lose more RP. Give me a second.
See, when Rob is up during my like normal hours, that's where there's
yeah,
a problem.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I see this dude up it, I all never the went time. Back. Like, I go to bed at like
I
5
never
in the
went
morning,
past,
and Rob's up here
never
grinding.
Went past 10:30, dude. I used to be like an old man, but about 5 months ago, I couldn't get past. It'd be like 11:30, and I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, I got to get to sleep. But, like, now it's like 4 in the morning. I'm like, got to lose more RP.
time to lose another rank game.
It's changed. Time to get fifth.
It's so addicting.
Yeah, so I like probably Apex is actually my favorite release. Granted, the season one kind of really, I wouldn't say ruined it. I would probably just say like kind of killed its momentum because there was a time. I don't think Apex is dead because it's like what still like top five on the Twitch directory or something like that. It depends if Shroud's playing or
well,
whoever.
It depends on if like him or Doc or something.
But like, I don't think it's a dead game. It's just kind of hard to compete with Fortnite, by the way, and just kind of. It's
we like Fortnite. We like Fortnite.
The World Cup was pretty sick though, dude. I gotta admit, I did watch it.
I need to go watch it.
I actually did
I heard
watch
good
it.
Things.
Yeah. You know, I did think Fortnite esports was a little whack, with like how people would just camp in the final circle and stuff. But the final circle is kind of cool now because it kind of moves and stuff, so people are just kinda I wouldn't say it's cool, but it's like it's all right. It's
Slay the Spire came out this year.
Oh, I love Slay the Spire. I was actually playing that the other day. I got to the final stage and lost to the Donut and the Decker guy.
I know you're excited about Kingdom Hearts 3.
Dude, like that was, I've been waiting.
You
never,
probably talked
I've
about
never
it in
been
the last episode.
More disappointed. Yeah, probably. I'm just like, oh, dude, I can't wait for Kingdom Hearts 3. I can't tell you how disappointed I was for that.
Dude,
when
you
wait
so
for a
game,
game longer than you've been alive. Like, that game came out when I was like, Kingdom Hearts 2 came out, I was probably 12 or 11. I was still living at my mom's apartment in Aurora by that time. So I must have been 10 or 11. And so waiting for this game for 13 years, longer than I had been alive previously. Yeah, it sucked that it was kind of a boring game. Well, it wasn't boring, but like, you know how in those kind of like hack and slash kind of games, you want to have combos and stuff like that, and you don't want to just make it press X, press X, press X. Well, they introduced this new thing called like attraction things or something like that. You'd hit an enemy like 3 or 4 times and it would juice you up, and then you would literally press triangle and it would give you like this attraction thing. You'd be like on a carousel, or you'd be like on the Rapid Wild adventure or something like that, or Splash Mountain. And then you would literally kill everything. You would literally kill everything. So it would totally take away from like building a cool class and like building like all cool combos and stuff like that. And then they didn't release the game in, they had Proud Mode, but they didn't have Critical Mode. And Critical Mode is like something that like all the 1%ers of Kingdom Hearts are, like to play. Like it's just like the really hard kind of thing. And like if you get hit by a boss twice, you're dead. So it's very punishing, but it's also like very fun and that kind of thing, like kind of like Dark Souls or like right. Sakurai. That like
Sakurai,
isn't that what it's
Sakurai
called?
Run? Sekiro.
Oh,
Sakurai is our warden savior.
That's
in
right.
Smash,
my fault. Sakurai, my fault. Did not mean to. But yeah, it was just that is probably like my most disappointing game of 2019 is Kingdom Hearts 3 because like that is something I waited so long for and I still haven't beaten it. I got to this part where. It basically became like a collecting game. You would literally run around with like the little Olaf guy from Frozen. He'd be like, "Come find me!" And then I was like, "I'm not doing this anymore." I was like, "This is awful."
I remember every time I would go into your stream, the weirdest thing would like you're sledding, or I come in, you're square dancing.
Dude, I just got done with this like pretty epic like boss fight and like Tangled. And I'm like fighting a dude and like all of a sudden, and then I get to the city and they're like, "How about we square dance?" And then Christian comes in and is like, "What is this this children's game?" And I'm just like, "Oh my god!" It's like when your parents come in and find you doing something you're not supposed to be doing. I was like, "Don't look! Wait till you come back and see something cool."
I was also
but
trying
out
to
there
trigger
was nothing
you.
Cool.
And, yeah, it turns out.
Yeah, but you did trigger me as well. Like it did both. It also made me realize the game sucked, and it made me realize that I'm doing nothing but playing a children's game.
Yeah, every time I came in, it was too convenient.
Well, and then like also about Kingdom Hearts 3, the story is just so crazy. Like, I don't really follow along with it because it's just so long and convoluted and it doesn't make any sense. So, because like there's like Kingdom Hearts 1, and then there's like 3 DS games that I didn't play. And then that's the meme.
Yeah, no exactly. One knows what's
going on. Then there's Kingdom Hearts 2, and then there's like 6 DS games. And it's like, I'm not going to play the Nintendo DS. Square Enix, like, put that on PlayStation or something. Like, put it on a normal thing. And I honestly didn't think that those like worked into the story until it did work into the story. And then they're like, oh my God, Aatrox, I can't believe you're here with Kathina. And then Kathina's like, oh my gosh, where's Waldo? And then it's like, just, I have no idea what's going on anymore. Because I used to like it just for the Disney part. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's Alice in Wonderland. That's so cool. And then now it was just boring and I hated it.
Wait, Sekiro came out this year.
That's what I said. Sakurai.
How did I not? Oh, yeah. How did I not see that on this list? Sekiro, I'm looking at like the list.
Is that your game of the year
out
over Apex?
I mean,
it nearly killed your channel. Let's just get that. Let's just get that away. It nearly killed us.
Yeah, maybe I should. Some of these people listening are probably like, yeah, hey, speaking of Sekiro, where's that last episode? Okay, listen.
Bro, you know the comment section's immediately going to be like, yo, dude, he never finished that playthrough. I got cheated.
I tweeted this out a little while ago, but I'm not memeing when I said that Sekiro literally almost killed my channel. what do you mean? I mean, like, YouTube saw how poorly the videos were doing in relation to my other content, and they didn't be like, oh, it's just this series. They just saw it as a pattern.
Yeah.
And so because of that, they stopped recommending my videos, because none of the Sekiro videos recommended would ever get watched.
Yeah.
And then they stopped sending a lot of videos to subboxes. And then...
But isn't that just YouTube? They just... Unless you click the bell. So click the bell.
Well, yeah. It's stupid. If you click subscribe, that doesn't guarantee you're going to see my videos. You literally then also have to go click the notification bell and say, turn notifications on. What's the point of a subscribe button?
Exactly.
I don't really know. Yeah. Don't ask me.
So just click the bell now.
Yeah. So point is, they saw this pattern happening because I was uploading Sekiro enough. And I even started the series. So it was like, I don't care about the views. And it was true, but I care if it's going to kill my channel.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, if it's killing your channel, it's probably something you should start caring.
Like, I can suck up like, okay, I willingly and knowingly are going into this, that this isn't going to perform as well. The people who watch it will like it. Yeah. I'm enjoying it, but whatever. And then I'll have the series and I'll move on. Well, yeah, that's not how that worked out. And what a lot of people don't know is recommended stuff is actually like how YouTube is driven these days.
It's just
the way
the
algorithm works. Yeah. They really push recommended.
Would you love to meet the algorithm one day? Like, would you just
take it out back and let it look at the flowers?
You're beating it up. You're not like spoiling it and giving it everything it wants. So you're in the algorithm.
I wouldn't even want to suck after. I'd be like, listen, you've had this coming. All right.
Why do you think I've been working out so much?
This is it. Yeah, no. So that's why I haven't finished it. That kind of turned me off from the whole thing. But then also, I was moving and stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty hectic time.
Like, a lot of traveling. And it wasn't easy to get those recordings among everything else.
Well, because that's a kind of a game you sit down for 3 hours. Right. Like, because in an episode, for all you know, the upload was 30 minutes, but it was probably 4 hours of gameplay. But just when you fought the boss, and then when you fight the boss for 4 hours and keep dying, that's all cut.
Well, actually, the last episode that's on there is me defeating the Demon of Hatred, which I'm not supposed to fight before the final boss. You're supposed to, I guess, fight it afterwards.
Oh, so it's like a...
And it's not a
Sephiroth
mandatory
kind of boss. So yeah.
And everyone says it's the hardest boss.
Oh, easy.
Well, I beat it. So I was like, oh, I can beat the last boss. And that's all I had to do left. But then things came in the way, and now it's just like...
Did God of War come out this year? Or was that last year?
Oh my God, did it? No, I think that was last year.
Was that last year? I don't remember. I didn't play it. I mean, I did play it.
I mean,
like
if we're going
minutes.
Last 12 months, then
yeah.
God of War.
Yeah, okay.
That was insane.
Wait, what's your game of the year? Final Fantasy, F1X or whatever?
Anthem? 14's already
been
out.
See, I've been trying to super hard to get into Final Fantasy 14.
Did that come out this year?
But the gameplay...
It's been out for 5, 6...
No, Shadowbringers came out this year.
Like,
which
ESO
I've heard is fantastic. So... I've been trying to get into the game.
Trying to get into it,
like,
bro. You play it every other night till like 3 in the morning. What do you mean you've been trying to get into it?
No, but that was me just giving a test.
That's a test run?
If I'm grinding a game, yeah, that's a test run. If I'm grinding a game, like, I'm grinding a game. But like a test run is like, yeah, like 5, 6 hours
a day.
Dude,
you are a gamer. I thought I was a gamer.
Rob, your and I definition of grinding is like a little sultry walk for Blue. It's just a little jaunt through the forest.
Yeah, just a little, nice little casual
He's a
stroll.
Different kind of gamer than us.
Yeah, when I grind something, like, I'm pretty deep in. Like, I'm pretty much at all times, if I'm into a game, like, I'll pull what Fruit does whenever, like, the big Comet expansions for Destiny come out.
But I can only do that for, like, a day, and I'm exhausted.
And then I'm over it.
And all I've done is sit down and play video games, but I'm like, ugh.
What's been your longest video game session?
So I'm trying.
Like, you started one game, and then you ended. Like, what's been your longest sesh? Longer than 24?
I don't know. Definitely longer than 24. God. Probably back in college when I was on, like, winter break.
What, Paragon?
It wasn't.
Oh, come on, man. It wasn't that long. It was probably Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, okay. I'll take Modern Warfare 3.
I grinded that one.
And they had a cool Paris map. I really liked
it. I didn't grind it because I liked it.
It was Modern Warfare 3, and I probably played that nonstop when it launched.
I wish I knew you then.
When we had Thanksgiving break. And I probably stayed up like a day and a half straight just playing it.
It's a good thing I didn't read an article super about hardcore Texas man.
Local Texas dies, man.
Staying
local
up
Texas
long.
Penguin.
And then I would super hardcore grind TF2.
Yeah, that's one game you're super into.
Stomping Grounds.
That's the game I probably still have the most hours in. Because
I don't know
just,
why I don't play more Overwatch.
I didn't just...
It's like
because
TF2,
he wants to hate it, dude. Because Blue likes to hate things, so Blue wants to hate Overwatch.
Overwatch is just
if Overwatch was not very
Overwatch
popular and people didn't like it and hated it, you would love it.
But Team Fortress 2 is one of the most popular games.
I never
back
played
in the day.
It. I didn't have a
it's
PC.
Just I don't know. Just the design direction of Overwatch is.
Did you first play it on when it came to
anymore.
Orange Box, or did you play it before then?
No, I didn't. I didn't play it until like high school.
Have you always been PC gaming?
And that's when I was. No, I was on. I had a laptop. So, yeah. And TF2 had just gone free to play, like right around the time I entered college. So I would just play that nonstop on my Mac because we got Macs when I went to my college, and I would just nonstop play it because I was one of the few games that worked on MacBooks.
The MacBook.
And dude, I was actually pretty insane for having the trackpad. I was a trackpad pyro warrior, dude.
You actually played with a trackpad?
Trackpad pyro warrior.
Terrible.
Yeah, until I got a mouse.
First time I ever played League,
I
had a trackpad.
I was insane.
It killed me. Yeah, I was like, what are you playing on? I was like, trackpad. Dude. I was like, how do you play this thing? Christian's like, what are you playing on? I was like, trackpad. I don't have a mouse. And he's like, what? This is early days. This is like still freshman year college or something.
Anyways, those were probably the two games I played the most, and I would grind them super hard. As far as like favorite game of this year.
Anthem.
Destiny.
I don't know, man. It's kind of hard. There's not a whole lot that's grabbed me.
Okay, so what would... Okay, then let me ask you this. What's your worst game of 2019? Like, the game you...
Anthem.
The game you dislike the most would be Anthem.
But Anthem... Even then, I grinded that game super fucking hard.
You did.
Hard.
You grinded constantly.
You gave it its more than its fair chance.
Is it still,
more,
like, giving content
I
updates
it
and all
more
that kind
than
of
most
stuff?
People.
Yes, I think.
It has, like, PTR updates, but it's
dude,
it's
I talked to one of my buddies. His name is Ryan. So if you ever find a Ryan out there, it could be him. He goes...
What up, Ryan?
He goes, yeah, have you ever played Anthem? And I go, no. And he goes, it's actually not bad. It's gotten a lot better. And I was like, dude, like... I'm not playing Anthem.
I mean, gotten better in a sense of like it's. I'd say still like it. I'd say my favorite so far is probably still Division 2.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I liked it. I still haven't finished my homework.
And I'm only gonna say the first half of Division 2 is my favorite this year, only because the campaign was actually really fun.
And then Rob stopped
grinding.
And
the open world is actually
stop playing one day. Me, you, and Kevin.
The open
like,
world
the
was actually
like
ridiculously fun.
It was fun. I had a good.
I liked it.
Did the raid go well or anything like that? Like whatever the end.
When I stopped because once you got to the end game and you hit the wall,
it was
like
there's
damn,
nothing to do. Kind of
like there's nothing.
The first Division.
Yeah, but I will say, leading up to that wall, it was super fun game.
It does play really well.
It's just like you hit the wall and
it feels
just like
good, dude. It sounds
nothing.
Good. I love
like
the sound
I'm
of the
done.
Guns and everything. I like the third person movement, kind of like Gears of War kind of behind you and all that kind of stuff.
I wish every game had the open world Division 2 has, because that was some S tier. That was some okay hands, like some good S tier stuff.
I would have gone deeper in the game. I probably would have grinded with Blue, but you guys might have seen my Division 2 videos around when it released. I had to do sponsored videos, which is all fine and well, and I like doing them. But the problem was they had strict rules that it had to be on the Xbox. And it wasn't like you can play on the PC with an Xbox controller. No, it has to run and play on the Xbox, which, okay, fine. It wasn't that bad. But the problem is I don't want my main game to be on that, and I had to grind a good bit.
Yeah.
So then when I finally got back to PC to start over and I was like grinding with Rob, Blue was practically like max level. Everyone was already deep. I'd already played through like most of this. I'm re-grinding it for nothing, and that kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, having to play it on console is pretty...
It wasn't my...
Oh,
my
and best. The level system didn't help either.
What was that, Blue?
Because I would try to play with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but I was too... The yeah, level scaling was just ruined it.
One shot by everything.
But speaking of level scaling, the thing they have in Borderlands 3, like how they have their leveling system, dude, looks like exactly how it should be. For those that don't know, dude, it scales to a certain point of... If I'm level 17 and I'm playing with Christian, who's level 2...
Noob. Fight me.
My enemies will be level 17 and his enemies will be level 2 still.
Yeah.
Even though we're in the same game. And that's... I don't know why people haven't been doing that already, dude, but I just can't. That's probably gonna be my game of the year is Borderlands 3.
Well,
oh my god, yeah, I feel like that probably will be mine too. It was so... Gearbox is magic. I don't know how they do it.
Here's the problem.
Oh,
okay.
Oh no,
the game might be great, but it's releasing like 2 days before Shadowfall. Three days. Yeah. Here's the problem. I know I'm gonna be grinding Shadowfall, which means I'm not gonna have the Shadowkeep. Sorry, I'm not gonna have the time to get all the way through Borderlands in those 3 days.
That's true, dude.
And then I'm gonna be grinding Shadowkeep,
hard,
and it's probably gonna be dope. I mean, Destiny's in a great spot already, so yeah, we're going hard on that. And then on top of that, a lot of my enjoyment in games is directly correlated to either my friend's enjoyment or content. And I don't know what kind of content I can make in Borderlands. My friends will be playing it and liking it, which is cool. But
well, I mean, for those who don't know, your first viral video was a Borderlands video. That's some trivia for
you
guys.
That's some Mr. Fru lore. I forgot about that.
I'll never forget it, dude. I opened up Christian's channel, and it would have been maybe up for like 2 or 3 days or something, and it had 10K views, bro. Like 11,000. Like,
how many subs? Like a couple hundred.
Oh,
maybe
300 or 400, somewhere around there.
And it actually is one of my worst videos. It's probably my lowest effort video.
Do you still have it somewhere? Like, is it privated somewhere?
Privated somewhere.
You should unprivate that video. It's perfect.
It was the Infinity Gun or the Infinity Pistol in Borderlands 2.
Is this Borderlands 2?
Yeah. The Infinity Pistol or whatever. And literally the gun, I got it early in the game. It has no ammo.
Just shoots.
Yeah, right. Like you can't run out of it. You just hold R2 and it shoots in like an infinity spray. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
I'm going to make a video on this.
And I think I got it dropped from... The only reason I remember it too is because it was like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles...
The
Easter egg
thing? Where I fight like the rat dude
And I think he Splinter. Dropped it or something.
Yeah.
So I might have even thought it was like a drop from that, and it's not. It's just like anywhere in the world apparently or something like that. Oh. And so I start the video and like I literally start the video like... So I didn't know what video to make or like what I should
which
do.
Is always a great way to start a YouTube video.
I don't even know why.
Step
I
one
it.
Say I don't know what to post today, so I'm posting this.
And it was only like 2 minutes. I'm like, so like I found this gun and I just like shoot it, and I was like, yeah, it shoots like infinity. So, all right, yeah, that's it, thanks.
So I got this gun and I don't really know what it does.
Oh,
but it
and
shoots
I even
infinity
said, yeah, I was even like, yeah, if you want to get it, I don't really remember how I got it.
That was crazy.
And
I was like, you're on the way up, dude.
That's when I realized the YouTube.
What's the first Destiny video that you had that popped off?
I mean,
it was one of the reviews, right? One of the 60-second reviews. That's the first one that I remember that like popped off.
Two different pop offs. There's one pop off that was a pop off.
Oh, that was
that
a pop
like led to everything.
Nova Bomb?
No.
Montage?
The Husk.
Was it the Nolan Beyond one?
Well, I guess there's two mini ones. The Nolan Beyond was the biggest.
That was a 60-second review, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But then going, or no, just the advertisement videos. I wasn't doing 60 seconds yet.
Oh, okay.
But going all the way back to the start of Destiny and Dark Below when I started recording, it was just a Thorn video, Thorn PvP.
Yeah.
And it got like 2,000 views.
Pop off.
And I was normally getting like 100 or 200.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're uploading Destiny. So
we're
that's
when
I, because originally I was just doing variety indie PC games or whatever. And I was like, all right, fine. I guess I'm uploading more Destiny. And it was doing well. So that's when I became like a Destiny channel for a little while. Just because I was like, yeah, people like this, sure. But then, yeah, there was the Reddit thread. The first one was the Husk of the Pit advertisement. and that one did pretty well. But then the No Land Beyond one.
What did those like get like video? Like what did that get view wise? Like the Husk of the
Pit. I want to say I think that was like the first time it like happened though. Yeah. We were going to a CSU game in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. so we were road tripping, and my friend Corey calls me, and he goes, "Christian, like your video has 40,000 views."
Oh my!
And I was like, "What? What are you talking
Shut
about?"
Up,
and I'm
dude.
In the middle of a desert. I don't have internet or anything. I was like, "What are you talking about, dude?" I was like, "Quit trolling." He's like, "No, I'm serious, dude. It's got like 40,000 views." And I was like, "No,
shut
way.
Up."
Yeah, yeah, right. So as soon as we,
like, this has been my dream forever. Like,
yeah, as soon as we get to the hotel, I get in there, sign in the free Wi-Fi or whatever,
and you see it,
and I look at him, and it was like 55,000 that time or something. I'm like, oh my god! And I gained like 2,000 subs that day.
Was that the most you've ever gained at that point?
I didn't even have that many subs total.
Oh, okay, so
doubled my sub count, and I was like, oh my god! So then I kept that up.
And is this like Revenge of the, or what was it, The Fallen or whatever? Like, what expansion?
This is Dark Below.
Okay, so this is Dark Below, the first one.
This is when the Husk of the Pit just started dropping.
Oh, that's right. That's what it's
before the whole Necrochasm.
Because you had to go to, like, the Cosmodrome and then, like,
kill some knights or something. Yeah.
And then it would maybe drop.
Yeah. So
that's so sick, dude. Why don't they do that again?
And you want to know the ironic thing, too, about that video? My truest viral video was I was about to leave for the trip, and I was like, I need to upload something. I don't know what I'm going to upload. So I did that as a throwaway video.
The Husk of the Pit?
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to make like a dumb commercial. I don't know. Like, I have this, who cares about Husk of the Pit? I'll make like a funny commercial.
Yeah,
I was
like a parody infomercial.
Yeah, it was literally like a throwaway video. I was like, we'll see if anyone likes this. And then, of course,
it popped.
It just seems like the times when you're like, whatever.
Like, well, just this.
Yeah.
I'll buy that lottery ticket. Yeah, give me that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick picks.
Yeah, and that's the one that popped off. And then, so I kept those up. Those always were really popular, and then the No Land Beyond one, and then the Space Magic montage, because that one got featured.
That was like that's how you got that emblem, right?
Yeah, which I lost to some dude. I got runner-up. Yeah, the winner was some dude punching Randall the Vandal for like 5 minutes to some like random pop song or something.
Mad.
It was literally just some dude like punching Randall just over and just like some music.
Yeah, and then I think he finally eventually killed him, right? Like that's what...
maybe I didn't last that long.
Yeah, well, you know what? That dude doesn't have a successful million and a half YouTube channels. Like, who really won?
Yeah. So you had the Husk of the Pit, and then Destiny, or the
No Land Beyond.
No Land Beyond.
It was the No Land Beyond.
Magic.
Is that when you found him, Blue?
First saw. Yeah, is his No Land Beyond like, video that he put out around Dark Below.
So,
well, I was like, damn, this is cool because no one's doing comedy.
And that's what it was. No, that's what no Christian done, said. Like when we were first starting,
was so hesitant.
It was all just
to say
straight.
That nice.
He's like, well, no, I don't mean it like that. I mean, I mean, it was like it was legit, just all information.
It was.
Which is cool.
Like if you look back, it was back then. Destiny YouTube
which
was Datto, Bife. Unknown
console,
player, more console,
Planet Destiny.
That's about it. And
yeah.
All those cores
that's
how
all
to like get guns
DPJ.
And yeah, DPJ. That was more like unboxing and like Cryptarch kind of thing.
And that's all important. But when you're looking for, and I think this is something everyone does on YouTube, is information is cool, but you only go there when you need something. Like you go to a channel because you want to be
unless
entertained.
It's data
because
I get information.
And nobody had really, and nobody had really been taking the approach of how can I make entertaining Destiny videos. Like no one had built a channel around that. So Fruit was like,
well, I remember
he was like the first one to really do it, and I was like, dude,
the first thing one of the first things I remember when Christian's channel was kind of starting, is that was brought up. I was like, there are no like comedy channels for like Destiny. It's like the one thing that was kind of missing from everything was that there was no. Comedy, there was no parody, it was just very serious,
yeah, just information.
Kind of thing for Destiny at the time. But then Christian, when you put out that Things Hurt around Destiny or whatever,
random when I had you like doing sparrow tricks,
yeah,
and stuff,
360 Jesus flip,
yeah, that was when Rob, I think that was your first video you ever
ran. Yeah, I mean that's why I still remember it.
And I think that's when I gave you my microphone.
I think so too.
I just need someone to randomly talk.
Yeah. And then how long was it between the Husk to the Dream Team video? Because we started Dream Team like
March 2015, I think.
We started Dream Team like just before I want to say like a month and a half before House
now,
Wolves.
Now how did you reach out to Blue, Christian? You just kind of found his
I sent out
Twitter.
A tweet saying I need people to play Nightfall.
Oh, yeah. Oh really?
Or like, does anyone want to run Nightfall? Yeah. And
yeah, and I, back then I was like a sweat. I mean,
yeah, I was like, what do you mean back then you were a sweaty? I was like you play sweater. IB all day. I mean,
so I was like, bro, like, get me in. And then Fruit, see, and I notice this all the time now when we hang out with people. Like if Fruit roasts you, he's
like, that's it. That's how you know he's comfortable with you.
If he just absolutely decimates your self esteem, he genuinely likes you. So like,
your boy. If he says you're the third best barrel racer, you might as well be best friends, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So we're playing the Nightfall, and I'm just joking with him, and he's joking with me, and then like it just starts getting into like, because I'm like, oh dude, I got you, and I'm not gonna lie, I threw pretty hard in the Nightfall.
Were you fangirling low key? Like, were you like, oh my god, like I'm playing with like Mr. Fruit, or were you just like, I'm playing with a cool guy who like makes YouTube videos?
I was like, yeah, this dude seems pretty cool. I'll play with him. So then I legit threw in the Nightfall, I'm not gonna lie. And then Fruit like would be like, hey man, so what happened to that PV God guy? Like, I don't know what you're. And I was like, damn, this guy goes. Hey,
did you have your Xur video uploaded by then? Like your I Make It Rain video with Xur Blue. You know what I'm talking about? Did you have that uploaded by then?
Yeah. That was
like, were you doing YouTube then?
Yeah, that was before then, yeah. My Xur video was right around Dark Blow as well. And it was because back then, like, Heavy Ammo was...
Heavy Ammo, the source of where you bought it,
was from Xur. Yeah.
Come back.
And the only place you get it was Xur. Yeah.
And I remember the one thing, too, that I took away from that Nightfall, though, was I remember... I was like, dang, you sound like really good, dude. And he's like, yeah, I use like an Audio Technica. He's like using the mic I used.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, nice. Like nice mic quality. Yeah. So then when I was thinking of people to do the Dream Team at the time. Well, then I called it the Inefficient Squad or whatever.
I don't even remember what it was called.
But it was literally just, all right, I gave Rob my Snowball. He has a mic. Oh, that Blue guy had a good mic. Let's see if he wants to do something.
Well, and then that's what people are like, how'd you guys meet Blue? Like, was it like a cool story? And I'm like, no, it was really like, I joined a PS4 party. Blue was just in there. And Christian said, this is who we're recording with. Yeah. I said, hi, I'm Rob. He said, I'm Blue. And then we pressed record.
Like, I was like, all right, we're just playing Rumble.
We just went in.
Is that what it was? We were playing Rumble, just kind of having fun. And then like,
yeah.
Christian was like, we're going to record with this guy named Blue. He's like, pretty funny guy. Like, I did Nightfall with him. He's pretty cool. And I was like, all right, like, let's do it.
That's it.
And now here we are at GG over easy.
Very magical. Yeah, it's quite a Cinderella story. My Husk of the Pit was uploaded December 14th, 2014.
How many of you were there?
Not many.
I was there.
It has 500,000 now.
Does it?
Yeah. Not bad.
I love when I go back and like hear your voice in those videos. Because like even back then, I was like, man, he's got a deep voice. Like, he's crazy. Like, his YouTube voice is on game. But then it's like, hidey-ho, everybody.
Well, yeah. I didn't know how to project or like with my mic. And
yeah.
I still just kind of like talk.
Yeah. You're like, hidey-ho, everybody. Hi. My name's Mr. Fruit.
Yeah, hi. I didn't know how to use that.
Coming from me from the dorms.
Yeah, I was. Who was my roommate? Oh, yeah, yeah. So I won't say my roommate's name. I don't know if there's any confidential, but he was pretty chill, dude. He was never around.
I was supposed to ask, did he ever like walk in on you like recording?
Like he would, and he just wouldn't really care. Or like I would try and record around when he wasn't there. Like I didn't want to intrude.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my Snowball because I had the lofted bed.
Yeah.
My desk was under my lofted bed. I had my microphone because I was using the Snowball and the little tripod thing.
Yeah, and it has like little three legs.
Mm-hmm. I took those little three legs and I stuck them in the wiring of the bed frame.
Yeah.
So it was hanging right below.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how I would talk into it.
Yeah. So it was coming through you like
this. Yeah. So it was like upside down.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was so janky. But got the good old days. That's when I was playing on my 720 monitor with like the screen tear and everything.
Crazy.
It's the good old days.
Crazy how far you've come, dude.
Yeah. Very proud. And you know what else is crazy?
What is?
This sponsor. Let's hear from them right now. And welcome back to this episode of the GG Over Easy.
Where you've learned about car rebates and the lore of Mr. Fruit.
Hold on. I'm going to pull up this so-called schedule we had, which was really just rough ideas we were going to talk about. I'm going to see how many we touched on.
I think two out of like a list of eight.
One.
I see.
Car rebates isn't on there, so you can't get that.
Yeah, we haven't done that one. Gaming is just so general. We haven't done that one.
You haven't told them how I spelled nostalgia, though.
Oh, yeah. So something about install. See, I said it as you said it. Nostalgia. Rob wrote it down and
I
spelled
tried.
It.
I spelled it phonetically, all right? I don't know why I put the I, though.
He made something up.
Phonetically?
Yeah, this is what he thinks phonetically is. I-N-S-T-O-L-G-I-A, which comes out to...
Instalgia.
Bro, Instalgia?
I don't know why I put the I. I had a dyslexic Instalgia. Moment, dude, and I put the I, okay? Sounds I like know it's N-A.
From Soviet Russia. Instalgia.
Instalgia.
Yeah, that's how we wrote that. We did talk about Game of the Year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo. And that's only because I really nudged toward it. Like, I really, really tried
did,
to shove
Blue,
that one
I respect
in
that,
there.
Dude. That's a good podcaster.
Like, I'm just like, so is it... You were talking about Apex. I'm like, so is that your favorite... Is that your game
yeah,
of
well
the
played.
Year?
That was a nice...
That's a great segue, is what we would call that in the podcast game.
You know what else is a great segue?
A segue.
Not this one.
Oh.
But I think you have something you want to talk about.
Right? Oh, yeah. So, as most of you guys know, Christian has changed his whole body. If you go back, honestly, I want people to go do this. If you go back and watch the old GG Over Easy, like, please go look at, like, Christian's face. And I'm not saying, like, Christian was, like, overweight or, like, didn't look good or, like, not good looking. But, like, he was a little pudgy. Like, you can even say you were pudgier around the face, like me. And, like, kind of had a little... And, you know, and I hate looking like that, man. And I used to be a super, super... all day athlete. Like, I used to work out all the time, every day at power weights. I used to go and practice soccer every 2 hours every day. And now I wake up, I walk 2 feet, I grab a Fanta orange soda crush, and I crush that down. And then I watch YouTube videos of My Hero Academia. And that's got to change. So what I'm going to do is, with this podcast, it's going to keep me honest and it's going to keep me right. So, and I can't lie to you guys, or I can't cheat you guys, is what I'm saying. Because I'm going to come to this podcast, I'm going to start looking good. What do you want? Oh, okay, you want me to turn it a little bit?
Yeah, you like to talk out. You know what I'm saying?
All I want to do is get in shape, work out, eat right. Because right now my diet consists of, what's down the street? Like, what's a 5-minute drive that I can get some food? Or what can I DoorDash? I don't want that anymore.
They DoorDash to you?
Yeah. Oh, nice. They DoorDash down to Parker. It's really nice.
It's been a while.
I mean... but what I'm saying is I want to start eating right. And what I'm going to start doing is there's this new diet thing called Whole30. So for the month of August, I'm going to hate my life and I'm going to make terrible decisions and eat right and eat vegetables. It's like a paleo kind of diet where I can eat like fish, meat, no grains, no sugar, fruits, vegetables. And I think that's about, and nuts. I think that's about it. So I'm going to start working out. I'm going to weigh myself here. We're going to have
a scale.
We have a scale down here. I'm going to weigh myself. And every time I come in after a podcast, we're going to weigh me and we're going to see how I feel and how I'm working. If you guys want to see the progress that I'm going through, I'm going to post my food picks, which is something they say you should, because it keeps you honest.
Yeah.
So on my social media, on Instagram at Robbie V _.
Nice plug.
Yeah, there you go. Dude. That's what I learned. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to post my food. Like, you guys are going to see me eat like cauliflower and steamed carrots, dude. Like, I'm going to be honest, dude. Okay, this is a question I was going to ask you yesterday, but I didn't tell you because I said I wanted to save it for the podcast.
Okay.
When you're eating vegetables and fruits and stuff like that, or like, I'll probably just say vegetables because I don't like veggies. When you eat them, if I swallow them whole, do I still get the nutrients from the vegetable?
Yes.
I do.
Oh my God.
Chewing it doesn't have anything to do with the nutrients.
But it like breaks it up and like gives the juices out and stuff like that, doesn't it?
No.
When you bite into a broccoli, there's like broccoli juice that comes off of it, right? Do I still get that broccoli juice?
Because you swallow it whole, that broccoli juice disappears?
It just stays in the broccoli.
Your stomach acid still breaks down things.
Well, no, I'm not going to just poop out the broccoli.
Your stomach breaks that all down.
Yeah, but like, does it break down the broccoli juice?
I mean, I
wouldn't
recommend you just swallow whole vegetables. Oh, I can. But, okay, but I don't recommend it.
I can swallow.
There's a reason
I should have said that. Like,
your teeth.
But I could. I'm really good at swallowing whole foods. Like a big carrot. I hate steamed carrots.
Carrots are delicious.
I hate steamed carrots. Steamed vegetables.
It's a heinous crime.
Steam anything. I hate. So, like, in order to, like, get out of eating it as a kid, I would swallow it whole because I couldn't taste it. So, like, I swear
you
to God. Yeah,
love,
swear.
Like, steamed broccoli.
Like, I would swallow, like a piece of, like, carrot, swallow it whole so I don't taste it. Because that's
remind
gross.
Remind me to refresh my CPR training in case I ever need
one
to.
One day I'm going
to
just be playing TFT with you. You just go,
Rob, not the broccoli.
The cauliflower. Like, hey, I'm going to be in cauliflower. Please be on standby if you hear me fall and go down. So without further ado.
Oh, we're doing the weighing.
I'm going to do the weighing. I'm probably going to take off the hoodie because the hoodie probably adds.
Yeah, let's be generous, like 10 pounds.
Like, let's be honest, this hoodie probably adds a lot.
He is approaching the scale for those not. Listeners. Yeah, for the audio listeners. Now that we have audio.
For audio listeners on Spotify. Mm.
Everywhere else you can find.
But Chris, what did you do? Was yours a lot of diet or was it a lot of work? Because you still work out a whole ton.
A little bit of everything.
Hold on, let me take out keys.
Okay.
Phone.
Uh-huh.
My wallet we gotta is going to add at least 20 pounds with how much cash is.
Same. Head stacks. Oh, wait, step off.
Oh, like step off?
The little WW, just like tap that with your foot. Yeah, there you go. And then wait for, okay, no go.
All right, here we go.
And the scale says.
A triple zero, dude, better than I thought.
176.1 pounds.
I've never weighed that much ever.
Really?
100%.
That's a good weight for me.
I've been around like the 150 stage like my whole life. Okay, so 176.1. I got to
put that down somewhere. There you go. Take all your fat stacks.
I guarantee you, like 70% of listeners at home are like, Rob's like, damn, that's
176.1.
And then everyone at home's like, damn, that's bad.
So August 1st, I'm starting like all this. So I still have like 2 days of just being terrible and eating terrible food.
Just go in.
So like, I'm still going to go in after this. Like, I had Wendy's today and I'm probably going to have it again. Let's be real.
Well, yeah. So you didn't hear Blue, but he was talking about how almost everyone at home is going to be like, that's a bad way. Everybody's like, oh, God.
Well, okay. No, okay.
Everyone, here's the thing I also learned working out. Like I just mentioned, like 176, God knows. I'm 174 right now, and I've been working months because I bulked one month. And here's the problem. I gain really easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from 168 to 182 in a month.
Yeah.
That's 14 pounds a month.
Jeez.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Not many people can put that on. And I didn't even really have to try. And that was mainly clean bulking, mainly.
Mainly.
But that was the end of April, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So now May, June, and all of July, 3 months, and I've shed almost 10 pounds, but literally just trying to.
And you're at 174 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the lowest you've been?
No, I was 168.
Okay, you're 168. Yeah. See, I'm not trying to like bulk, you know, I'm trying to be like Justin Bieber circa 2015, like my boy Blake said, like just circa, like I don't want to look like big shoulder guy, you know what I mean? Because I don't have that kind of body. I have that like lean kind of soccer player body.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to just like do a lot of cardio and just kind of stick with that because I have the metabolism of Seabiscuit. I've been on this diet of Wendy's. Then throw in another kind of fast food place and then
Taco Bell,
et cetera. Yeah, dude, any kind of place. For like the past, I don't know, 7 years. So yeah, I mean, cause I like, it's just, I'm so sick of it. Cause like, I'm not like out of shape. I mean, I'm out of shape, but I'm not like,
I was about to say, let's do some tests to see if you're in shape. You might not look out of shape.
Oh, but like inside,
your heart's probably like
gross, dude. Oh, I bet it's like just like clogged arteries. Yeah, oh, it's like so bad in there, dude. My like blood cells are gravy. Like it's not even like anything at this point.
Yeah, your white blood cells have turned to gray.
But I don't want to do what you did in terms of. Well, there was one day chat. That's so. There's one day,
what up,
guys.
Chat?
There was one day we were recording a video and Christian was doing some crazy diet.
Okay, I hated that diet.
He was doing some crazy diet and he would complain about it all the time. And then we were recording and he's like, I'm going insane. I need something. I'm going to grab a raspberry real quick. And we were like, a raspberry? Like, that's your cheat?
It was literally one raspberry. A raspberry.
And that was your cheat, right?
Yeah.
Why is that a cheat in that diet? Because
of how many. The sugar and carbs that it has if you eat too much. Because the whole diet was keto diet.
Yeah.
And so you have to eat under like 10 grams of carbs.
Uh-huh.
Look at anything. This banana, for instance, has like 60 grams of carbs.
That fake one or a real one?
No, the real one. All right. Stick them up. No. But like just a banana. So you can't even eat a banana, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be surprised how literally carbs are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to not eat 10 grams was insane. And I tried to do it for 3 weeks because you're supposed to hit a ketabolic state. It did not work for me. I was low energy. I was more moody.
Now, ketabolic state is when it doesn't pull from the sugar, but it pulls from your fat, like energy-wise.
Right.
Like,
it's not supposed to pull from carbs. It's going to learn you don't feed it carbs anymore, so it has to find energy elsewhere, and so it pulls from fat.
Yeah.
That's what's supposed to happen. I never entered that state, even though it's supposed to take anywhere from like 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I was so miserable. that I was like,
just didn't,
like,
did you have energy? Like
no, even like recording was like a chore. And I was like, I was just dying.
Yeah.
Just, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. So
I'm not going to do this.
I told you I ordered pizza from a local place. Fantastic pizza. Probably the best pizza I've ever had that night.
Oh, it is great pizza.
Vegged out, watched some Game of Thrones. It was a good night.
What's your diet like, Blue? You got a diet regimen? Do you like to, do you cook actually at all? Because I don't cook. That's going to be the really hard thing for me.
I do cook a lot. I do cook a lot. I am a casual
dude,
chef,
at Fruit Summit, will you cook us a dinner?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, absolutely not.
What's your favorite meal to make?
See, when I make food, I make it because like, it's like, you know, this is good for me. But it's not like the, damn, I don't know if I would serve this.
Because it's like good, because like you're the judge, you know? It's not like...
It's like purely functional. Like if I can survive on my own.
Like with this dinner you're eating.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to like impress a crowd. I can make my own food and I'll be like, damn, this tastes good. But then you get like self-conscious, like, damn, but does this taste good to other people?
Okay, well then what's your favorite thing to make for yourself?
I like, probably my favorite thing.
Chorizo.
It's probably like picadillo. I don't know if what you guys know what that is. I love making that. Picadillo, it's like
one more time.
Yeah, picadillo.
Picadillo.
Mine's PB&J.
Shout out my Mexican boys. It's like
Mexican boys.
It's just like ground beef and tomatoes and shit like that. Good. With some little tomatoes.
Did your mom teach you how to cook, or your dad?
Maybe some rice. Yeah. Well, I just learned by watching.
It's Jeff Ramsey.
There's too much sauce, Blue.
I make some pretty mean Mexican rice.
Oh my god, the sauce.
I don't know. I've been really getting deep into like learning how to make like some real good ramen.
Ooh. Wait, do you like make the noodles yourself?
No, from scratch.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I was
going to
say
not.
Like from scratch. No way, Blue's like, I mean, maybe that's what Blue's actually doing when he's taking a poop. He's cooking a 4-course meal, like making everything from scratch.
That's what takes forever. Yes. You know what I mean?
It's taking forever.
Like as a current day, you know, like a millennial chef, yeah. You know what I mean? Like I'll take pre-made stuff, like ramen and packages, and I'll, you know,
little
put
life
my
hack?
Own spin on it, you know? I feel like that's the best way to be a chef nowadays.
You can't make ramen taste good, you know? Like, it all just tastes the same.
Here's my ramen hack. There's really not much to it. You put the amount of water you want in there.
Mm-hmm.
You put the brick of ramen in there.
The brick.
You take the seasoning. I go beef.
Mm-hmm.
You only use half of it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go too ham.
Okay, just half.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of sodium. You'd be surprised. So you only do half.
Healthy guy.
You get enough flavoring, and you make sure to not let it soak too much that it's going to cook out most of the seasoning.
Yeah, you don't want sogginess.
But then once you're done with it and it's simmering, you take Frank's Red Hot Sauce and you go to town, my friends.
Doesn't that have more sodium in it, though, too?
That's a classic.
It's not that bad. Hot sauce isn't really that bad.
I mean, hot sauce is surprisingly light on you.
You could do like the whole thing of Frank's Red Hot and it still wouldn't be half that packet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, with Frank's Red Hot, you're pouring like straight vinegar.
You put that in there.
Which honestly is great. Like,
I'll tell you what.
That's
it sounds real simple. Like, there's not much to it. Yeah. But,
here's my ramen hack. You take the ramen, you break it, and then you fix your faucet with it. And you mold it around the faucet so you don't have to buy a new faucet. Did you ever see that?
All right, so here's my ramen hack.
I saw where they did it to like buffer like... cars and stuff.
Oh, I saw he was buffering like a sink, like the sink like cracked and broke, and he like buffed it with some ramen. It was so crazy. Dumb.
What were you gonna say, Blue?
Okay, wait. Can I go over my ramen hack? It's a little lengthy. Okay, so here you go. Hacks. All right, so you got to start with the good one. So Shin Ramyun Black.
What is that?
You guys know what that is? That's a,
never heard of it.
A real high either. Quality South Korean ramen.
Do you find it? Do you find this in a normal grocery store?
Shin Ramyun Black. It's fantastic. You find it in the international section. I don't know if you guys. I feel like you would have it in Walmart or something. Shin Ramyun with black or
Shenmue,
or if you're feeling a little more
Shenmue
little
3
more, Ramyun Shin,
no. Okay, I can't find it. Not important. Okay, keep going.
I'll link it later. I think everyone home knows. Or Nissin Rao.
I know that one.
You want the tonkatsu flavor because it's the best one. Guy. It's fantastic.
It all tastes the same.
You're going for more umami.
Unless
you know,
it's like
that's
a real
all your thing.
Place.
Okay, Shin Ramyun. Right, here we go.
Hit me with it.
All right, you're gonna put it in halfway through cooking the noodles. And all the stuff in there, all right?
I'm listening.
All right? You're going to throw in an egg, and you're going to poach the egg in there.
What does poach the egg mean?
With the noodles. You know how to poach an egg?
No, Chef Blue, I don't know what poaching an egg means. That's why I'm asking.
Poaching an egg, it's like
you diet before my workout.
So when you poach an egg, you like put it in boiling or and hot water, usually hot water, and it cooks the egg in like a perfect little oval shape. So you have the egg white, and then the inside is still yolky.
So it's like a hard boiled egg, but not the yolk part.
It's like a Kindle egg, except it's instead of a toy, you get.
It's
like a soft boiled egg without the shell.
Instead of choking on a toy, you get yolk.
Or is that Kinder?
So you poach the egg with the ramen, pour the ramen in your bowl. All right, but you're gonna go even harder. So now you're gonna get some green onions, right? You're gonna get a little,
let me just grab
a little cilantro,
my local green onion maybe that I have in my fridge.
Yeah, get some of that. You're gonna throw like a little hit of sesame oil and some soy sauce.
See, I have none of these ingredients.
All right.
I have a Taco Bell down the street.
Your parents might have it. You don't know.
No, I mean, you want to know what my parents have in there? Right? Here's what. Hold on, real quick. This is what my parents have in their fridge. I'm sure a lot of people can open this. You open up the fridge, dude, and it's just condiments. It's just condiments.
Okay, but before you keep on going, and then you got to finish it with chives. That's what
I love chives. I love chives. I love chives.
And then boom, you got a perfect, simple upper. You know, it's Shin Ramyun Plus.
I want a pic of it next time you make it, Blue.
Yeah,
and we'll show it off.
The egg is the nice touch. That's what I used to always do.
Oh, yeah.
It's the egg.
And then I always throw in like three serrano peppers because that's what I do. Hot. But don't do that because you probably won't be able to handle it.
Why wouldn't I be able to handle that? What, I'm too white?
What are you saying,
dude? I can handle a little spiciness, dude.
No.
Hot. It's too hot.
Well,
I don't think you realize how... Can you eat like a jalapeno? Like, can you get through...
You're talking like a fresh raw jalapeno, all the seeds and everything.
Yeah, like a raw. Can you like cut up a jalapeno and like can you eat like a slice of jalapeno without?
Oh
like
yeah, for sure. Like with all the seeds and stuff. Yeah.
My mouth's watering.
I mean, I'm not just gonna eat a jalapeno though. That doesn't like sound yummy. Like I'll have jalapenos with like a burrito or something like that. I'm not just gonna eat a jalapeno. Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. I'll have it like be it as an extra. I'm not just gonna have it like as the main. Like. Right. That's gross.
Well, everyone thinks they like spicy food until they go to an Indian place and they're like, I'll take it spicy.
Yep.
I've never tried it.
And then you're like...
Your whole day's ruined.
Yeah, I have a story about that, but that's another story for another time.
I want to hear it.
Anyways, Shin Ramyun. Fantastic. Pick it up. Great South Korean ramen.
We should have like a cooking competition while we're here. We have like a budget of $10. Like we can only spend $10 on groceries, whatever you want to make, and whoever makes the best meal with their ingredients wins.
I'm just gonna get like some like muffin mix.
Yeah, I was gonna get like a like a peanut butter and some jelly
cake, maybe.
I think they call it bread. Just kind of.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know what I could even make to like. That's the weird thing too. Is like people are like, can you cook? It's like, I can follow instructions.
Yeah,
or I can follow a recipe.
Well, what I hate is like when a recipe is like. Put 2 tablespoons and then I look at my thing and then it's like TBS and then there's like one that says TBBS and I'm like, what is TBBS?
Okay, well, that's just common sense.
Well, there's like tablespoon and then there's like
it should be TBPS.
TB whatever, same thing. Tablespoon and then there's what? There's I hate the other measurements.
Or
and then
TBSP
I don't
or...
and then like it's like add 3 quarts of water. It's like I don't have a thing that measures quarts. Like what's 3 quarts? I'm just gonna put in this is 3 quarts,
okay,
I guess.
Well,
that's
you don't
how
have
I
a
cook.
Measuring cup behind it. Why are you cooking?
I don't know. I kinda just have to.
So
to
what do
live
you have?
And survive.
You have just...
I have condiments in the fridge. I already told you what I have. I don't cook.
They have
that's why
to
I'm
have,
changing everything
they have
by
to
myself.
Have a measuring cup. They have to have a measuring
somewhere,
cup.
Somewhere, I'm sure.
Goodness gracious.
So I can measure out how much mustard and ketchup I can put in there or something, and mayo, and beans and sauces that have been in there since I was in 6th grade. I swear, man. There's like cream of mushroom that's been in my parents' fridge for, like, I'm not kidding, it must be 5 years at this point. It's literally just sitting back
so
there.
Why don't you do him a favor and just throw it out?
Because I'm like, Dad, what are you going to do with this cream? Is like the cream of mushroom soup. So gross. Ew. He's like, I'm going to take it for work one day. Like, well, you're going to die at work when you eat that and you open that up. DIAs can be evacuated because somebody opened up cream of mushrooms. Ugh. That's another thing I'm going to have to start eating, dude. Mushrooms. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those.
But I can like...
Dude, I love
ew,
mushrooms. What?
You could just eat those?
Dude. Oh, absolutely. Those are great. You grill a couple mushrooms,
dude?
Eat those up.
Dude, this is going to be like the hardest thing I'm ever going to do. You guys are going to like hear me like, oh, I'm going to go get a snack. And I'm going to be like... I'm like going to be drinking so much water, dude, because like...
That's
if I don't like something I'm eating, I'll like chew it and then I'll like
you just gotta try and down it.
Yeah, I'll just down it with some like liquid and try and swallow it whole.
That was what I used to do, that where I knew how to poach eggs, like the diet was just like,
yeah,
chicken, like beef, like just simple proteins, lean meats, potatoes, and vegetables, like raw vegetables.
Yeah.
And
I raw vegetables, can't grill them.
You could steam them if you wanted to. I do that every now and then.
Uh-huh. But you couldn't grill them? Is there a reason why? Like, just because it takes out something or makes it worse for you or something?
Like, I think steaming also kind of does that. Really, there's no way to, like, unless you eat them fresh to get all of it, it seems like. But anyway, I would, like, choke stuff down.
Yeah.
And I actually read an article recently where a bodybuilder, like, same...
diet.
Like, same diet.
Yeah.
Died trying to do it. Because, like, he literally, like, he was trying to down so much and it was so dry... He couldn't swallow and he just
choked. Oh, he choked. Died. I thought he just died from it. Like,
oh,
he was
no,
like,
not the diet.
I was like, he died but,
like,
from
it was
diet.
So dry. Like, I could even think back to moments where I'm like,
you're not even allowed to drink water and stuff?
You can, but there's only so much water you can drink.
Yeah.
Especially when it's that dry and you're sitting like,
yeah. See, like, my dad, whenever I eat now, like, normally I look forward to eating. I'm like, this 6-piece chicken tender meal is going to die right now, dude. This thing sucks. Like, see you later. And now it's just going to be like me just looking at it like,
dude, you know what? This is a great segue into a different topic that's not on the list, but I, you know what? It's a good thing to bring up. All right. If you had to pick one, like one fast food place to eat for the rest of your life, which fast food place would it be?
Yeah, Rob, on lock.
So like, instant.
Well, the thing with Taco Bell is every time I go to Taco Bell, like, I get something different, dude. That's what's beautiful about Taco Bell. It's all the same ingredients, just different ways to deliver it to your mouth. Like, a crunchy taco is the same thing as a burrito, right? It has the same ingredients, everything. It's just flour, corn.
You see, here's the weird conception about Mexican food. Everyone, like, whether you go to, like, Texas or Los Angeles, they're like, oh, Mexican food has to be this or that. It's like, if as long as it's fresh ingredients, like, it's probably some good Mexican food. So basically, Taco Bell has none.
Man. Like, what I love about a Crunchwrap, it's like I'm getting the same thing from this taco and burrito, but I'm taking it in Frisbee form. You know what I mean? It looks like a Frisbee now.
No, I will agree. In Taco Bell's defense, like, that's the food I would have made, like, if I had, like, access to a kitchen when I was, like, 6 years old. You know what I mean?
Come on, man. What
like,
did
that's like,
Taco
that's like,
Bell do to you?
That's like the food, like, 6-year old Mexican
Taco
would
Bell
make
gave
if
us
they
Baja
had the opportunity
blast.
To cook.
Yeah. So you relax.
Absolutely
over
legendary.
There. I this like is, this is halfway, positive. So this I made positive. It sound like I was crying because I kind of burped.
No. It's not negative. It's like dude. Imagine all the weird shit you'd think of as a kid to just stuff in your mouth, like, if you could
glue.
Cook. And that's
you guys
Taco
ever tried
Bell.
Play-Doh as a kid?
No.
Pretty salty. I, like, tried Play-Doh.
Why are you so salty, Bobby?
Because I ate Play-Doh as a kid. It all comes back and stems from my Play-Doh eating days.
Where would you eat, Blue?
I don't know.
Chipotle doesn't count as, like, fast food, right?
I think so.
No.
I was probably
going to
say Chipotle.
It has to have a drive-through.
If they serve you the food in under 5 minutes, it's
in order to have
it's
a place
food
be fast
go.
Food, you got to have a drive-through.
It is food on the go.
I mean,
there might be a Chipotle.
There was a Qdoba, actually, where I used to live that had a drive-through.
So
I'll find one to prove your point. Yeah, there's got to be someone somewhere.
Nah. A drive-through Chipotle? That'd be cool.
Got to be. That would be awesome. My God.
Because in order for something to classify as fast food for me, you got to be able to just to go through the drive-thru because that's fast food. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm taking it in my car and now it's fast because it's in my car and moving fast.
Yeah, I guess that's fair enough. Yeah,
not,
that's fair enough.
I mean, I guess you're getting it to me fast and that's why it's called fast food. But you should.
Chipotle Mexican Grill is planning to open a few dozen drive-thrus.
Planning.
Called
planning.
Chipotlanes in 2019.
Chipotlanes. That's pretty good marketing for Chipotle. I'll give you that.
And this was February 7th.
Does it come with the salmonella and everything, too?
They very well could have. When I said drive-thru, though, it comes up with San Antonio.
Oh, Blue.
And
yes.
Somewhere in Massachusetts. Like,
why does Texas get
somewhere
everything?
Somewhere in Ohio.
Why does Texas so get everything be. Cool?
Because it's cheap
Do you
to
like Whataburger,
here?
Blue? You know what's funny? Everyone's like, everybody in Texas was like, everybody should try Whataburger. And then when Whataburger says it's going like global, everyone's like, oh my God, dude, I hate that it's going. Like, now everybody can have it. What the hell? Like,
okay, I don't know. It's
but everybody should have it, but not only here in Texas.
Fruit actually wasn't the biggest fan of
Whataburger. I had it a long time ago.
It wasn't bad.
It didn't put an impression on me either.
I feel like I showed him like my greatest secret when I was like, yo, get the Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich.
Well, also they kept messing it up.
Oh, they messed it up like 3 times?
They did mess it up.
Bringing out, well, first off, they brought me just 2 things of bread with chicken tenders on it. That was it.
No sauces or anything
no,
like that?
No, nothing. I was like, that's not it. So then they bring it back again, just with cheese.
Like, no.
And I was like, no. Like, buff. And then they bring it back. And then
by this time, you're already like soiled it. And like,
well, everyone's
like,
already done with their meal at this point.
So you got to be the one guy.
They finally bring it. And at that point, I was probably jaded. It was still good. But I was like, nah, it wasn't worth the wait.
It wasn't worth the three things and all the hoops we just jumped through and all the hot sauce.
And like trying to like talk like just, well, because like they took it off the menu, I guess. But they're like, oh, we can still make that. We'll just sub this for this. I'm like,
it's like secret menu stuff.
Just, well, when I went before, they had it. But this most recent year or whatever, when I went with Blue, I guess they'd taken it off.
It's a seasonal thing,
I guess, which doesn't make sense because I went in the same
season.
But they
still make it. It's just like an upcharge for making like an off-season.
They upcharge me for the wrong stuff. So
it's a spring kind of burger.
Yeah, we went to a pleb Whataburger, unfortunately. Whataburger would probably be really it for me if I had to pick a
I mean, I haven't had
Whataburger or Taco Cabana. I love Taco Cabana so much. It's probably Taco Cabana.
Right. Does it have a drive through? Okay. Then.
Yeah, it does. We went to
I gotta check my
This is where right. I make my stand. This is the grave I die on.
Yeah. Well, do you like Taco Cabana, didn't you, Fruit?
I'm not going to say it's my favorite. I don't know.
I mean, but for like a 3 a.m.
Chick-fil-A might be a good option.
Good-ass Mexican food. Well, say, like, you know, you can't really go wrong.
Tentatively Chipotlanes. Because if it's Chipotle, then it's good. We're good to go. Chipotlanes. Yeah. Or, yeah, maybe Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of something.
Ooh,
there's a lot
Chick-fil-A's
of different options,
one.
But they're good. But I don't know. Chick-fil-A, it doesn't matter what I eat. It just is good.
Yeah,
and then they also have some healthy options, I guess. If I'm ever, like,
yeah, if
I want to stop feeling like diabetes.
Yeah. I mean, Taco Bell has some too. If I ever wanted to get like a Chipotle Southwest salad or something,
I still don't know if that's
probably worse.
And then, like, you could still get a fruit cup or something. That's nice. But yeah, Chipotle, like, I can just put a few different things in my burrito bowl. It doesn't matter for some reason. That's it.
Get him a celebrity card,
please. Please. That would act. That's my end goal.
That's end goal.
That's why I started all this. I started making videos. It's like, I make it when I get my Chipotle.
That's end game.
Celebrity.
That's
card.
How you know. Like that's
yeah. It. And the day that happens, I just want you to know I'm quitting.
I'm quitting. Just so you guys know.
I got it. I'm out.
That'd be sweet. What is that? Just a free burrito, right?
I think
you get a free burrito every day. Like technically, like you could go in there and get a free burrito every day. 365 burritos on that card.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it. That's too much.
I would.
You could do Chipotle every day.
Yeah, I think so.
Then I'm thinking about like Taco Bell every day. And I'm just like, you know what I could do every day? Cauliflower and broccoli.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's right.
Vegetables because
get yourself
that's
in the
what
right
I'm going
mindset.
To be doing.
The right mindset.
Yeah. I'm going to be eating coleslaw and with no mayonnaise and some radishes and some zucchini chips. And
well, zucchini chips are, I'm pretty sure zucchini just doesn't have like much nutritional value.
Dude. I don't care. As
but,
long as
I mean,
I'm
it's
getting
a little
a zucchini,
crispy and it's fresh. I
I'm
mean,
probably
nice,
better. It's
but,
probably better than Doritos and Orange Crush.
I mean, anyone could tell you that.
I mean, I got to drink one of them big old jugs over there.
Yes, sir. I've been missing it. I didn't want to get up, but down
here,
that
here,
sucker. Here, oh, you're getting thank you. Get me my water. I'm behind on my okay.
If you guys, for the audio listeners, I am carrying Christian's 8-gallon jug of water that he has to drink every day.
It's 1 gallon, and I don't have to. I get to, okay?
I like how it has inspirational quotes on it.
Yeah.
Remember your goal.
You've got this. No excuses. A little bit more.
Thanks. You know what? Like, I'd want one that'd be like, you know what? Take a break.
You know what? That's enough.
You know what?
Slow your roll.
Get a pizza. You've earned it.
You deserve it. But you know what else we deserve?
What?
That's not a good segue. I'll work on that.
You know what else we deserve? A second episode? Great. Is that what you're going to
go for?
Yeah,
we're going to wrap this episode up. So this one has gone for about an hour and a half. We're going to, since we're doing weekly installments, we're going to start doing it to where each episode's a little bit shorter. I mean, before we'd literally just go like, oh, it's like 2.5, 3 hours. I guess we should stop.
But, I guess we'll stop.
Yeah, whatever. But we're going to try and do it for the weekly installments to make it so that we can actually keep up weekly installments and also I don't know, always make sure we have stuff to talk about or whatever. So we're going to keep it to try find a sweet spot somewhere around hour and a half. Some might be a little bit longer, some might be a little bit shorter. We'll see. Depends on the week and what's going on. Again, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast.
Why don't you tell the people your social media links and where they can find you if they do not know.
I mean, I guess You can find me on.
I'm just doing this for me and Blue, okay? Just plug your link so we can plug ours.
Mr. Fruit on YouTube and Mr. Fruit IT on Twitter and some other stuff. Just search Mr. Fruit.
Robbie _ V, Twitch and Instagram and Twitter.
Blue Weslow?
I am Blue Weslow everywhere. BLUEWESTL.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if that was it, but okay.
It was.
Oh, it was? See, yeah, see I would like, I'm listening to those. I'm like. Okay.
What do you think he spelled like?
I thought he spelled like BLUEWES and then mess it up.
That was right so far. Anyway, not important. What you should also know, though, more importantly, is you can find this podcast. Well, ideally, I guess you found this. But if you're on YouTube and you're like, you know what? I want to take this on the go or listen to this somewhere else. Or maybe certain episodes I can't catch on YouTube or whatever. Well, guess what? They're everywhere you can find podcasts. So go look it up. GG over easy. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Make sure wherever you do go listen to the podcast, though, to like, comment, favorite, do whatever you can. Subscribe to it if you can. It actually helps us a whole bunch. It helps searches in the podcast realm because that's a different beast than YouTube in itself. So be sure to do that. We appreciate you watching. We appreciate you listening, whatever you may or may not be doing. But again, look out for another episode, hopefully a week from whenever this was uploaded. We'll have a schedule figured out, hopefully more roughly whenever
we're excited for more podcasts to come.
Yeah, whenever we get closer to that. So just wanted to let you all know. And Rob, Blue, anything else you want to add?
We'll see you episode 2. And we hope you enjoyed episode 1.
Real episode 2.
Yeah, this is real episode 2. Well, this is real episode 1, right?
Yeah. Okay. But we technically already had episode 1 too, but.
But this is the episode.
Right. Yeah. Redacted.
Okay.
So look out for that. We love you all.
Bye, guys.
We'll talk to you in the next one. Very well.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.